From the California Institute of Technology, this is the Lowdown on Science with Sandrit Singh Low.
Ever wonder why war is almost exclusively a male business? Is it because men look better in camouflage pants, or because males have a greater affinity for strange alphabets made up of Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Zulu, and Foxtrot? Nah, researchers at the University of Kent in England believe men have a psychological makeup that primes them to engage in war. Called the male warrior effect, it means that men respond more strongly to outward threats than women do. In the study, male and female test subjects were given small sums of money. They could either hoard it, keeping it all for themselves, or invest it with other volunteers in a fund where money earned would be equally divided. Then the subjects were told they were competing with other universities. This information didn't affect the women's behavior, but it did change what the men did. Learning that they were in a competition caused more men to invest their dough with others. The conclusion? When faced with external pressures, men will bond together to protect their interests, predisposing them to respond to and initiate wars. Women, not so much. As to why historically it is men rather than women who like to experiment with how many of themselves they can stuff into a telephone booth, in the parlance of science, more research is still needed.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by Caltech in Pasadena, California, on the web at caltech.edu, and by 89.3 KPCC. Support comes from TIAA CREF, Financial Services for the Greater Good, on the web at TIAA-CREF.org.